This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia is a nation of animal lovers, with one of the highest pet ownership rates in the world. The country is home to unique native wildlife. Protecting the welfare of animals is not only the right thing to do, but in Australia, it is a legal requirement. The laws governing Australian animal welfare are regulated by the state and territories. Australia has a range of animal welfare acts, explains Dr. Sarah Zito. She's a senior scientific officer with RSPCA Australia.
All of the states and territories do have different animal welfare law that covers welfare in their jurisdiction, but they all do include prohibiting causing harm to animals, so both physical and mental harm. So mental harm would be things like distress and fear, but many of the jurisdictions also have animal welfare legislation, which means that people who are in charge of an animal, they also have a duty of care to animals as well.
Those in charge of an animal include the legal owner or someone who has custody or control of the animal. For example, the owner of a breeding facility or kennel has a duty of care to those animals, says Dr. Zito.
And duty of care means that the person in charge of that animal must ensure that the animal has appropriate food and water, that they have appropriate living conditions, that any harm to the animal is prevented or mitigated. So that includes providing appropriate preventative care and prompt and adequate veterinary care when that's necessary. You also have the requirement to ensure that the animal can express natural behaviours and that they're handled in a way that is appropriate to the species and not going to cause them harm or distress.
Duty of care also applies when caring for someone else's animal in your home or vehicle. Failing to meet these obligations is a serious offence, says Laura Wayman-Jones, spokesperson for PETA Australia.
In the companion animal sphere, that could be breeders of companion animals, like cats and dogs, failing to provide adequate food, water, medical care. There are similar issues seen across industries, entertainment industries such as greyhound and horse racing. Neglect is a big issue as well.
Puppy farms are a major challenge to animal welfare organisations.
It's an intensive business where dogs are housed and repeatedly bred. So they might produce puppies, or actually kitten farms also exist, for the farm owner to then sell for profit. They can be sold privately, which is often called buying from a breeder, or sold to pet stores.
Many assume that puppy and kitten farms are banned in Australia, but breeders can obtain a licence. The conditions can be cruel, and animals bred for aesthetics often suffer from major health issues.
Some states are moving forward in restricting the number of animals that can be bred on a single premises, which is really great. Victoria is probably leading the way there at the moment. When there's so many animals being bred for profit and being taken away from their mothers at quite a young age, the breeding practices can create problems for the animals themselves and then the people who choose to purchase those animals.
It's generally better to adopt from a rescue group. Even healthy pets in rescue centres can be euthanised if they can't find homes. Australia's native animals have special legal status, says Tara Ward, volunteer principal solicitor with the Animal Defenders Office.
The government retains some level of control over native animals because otherwise nobody owns them. That's why the government regulates how we can interact with wild animals and native animals. And that's in addition to the general animal welfare laws that apply to all animals, whether they're our cats and dogs or they're a kangaroo or a bird out in the wild.
It's a criminal offence to take or harm most native animals unless you have a government-issued licence. Some endangered species have added protections. Depending on your state or territory, you may keep native animals as pets if you acquire a licence, says Ms. Ward.
So you can't just take a native animal from the wild and keep them as a pet. That would be unlawful and a criminal offence in most states and territories. There are a few that don't need a licence, some birds or some lizards, for example.
There are welfare concerns about interfering with native animals as they become stressed through human handling. But there is an exception, says Ms. Ward.
Most states and territories allow anyone to take a native animal who we may come across in our backyards, or even if we're out but we come across a native animal who is injured or in some way suffering. A common scenario is a native animal who's been hit by a car. The laws allow us to take that animal, which would otherwise require a license, to a vet or a wildlife carer.
Breaching animal welfare laws carries serious penalties, including fines and jail terms, says Dr. Zito. Just as the laws differ from state to state, so do the penalties for both deliberate acts of cruelty and negligence.
In New South Wales, the maximum jail term is 5 years. In Queensland, it's 7 years. WA, 5 years under the Animal Welfare or Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. There's also some pretty big fines, for example, over $200,000 for a single person or over $1 million for a corporation. Those would be the really serious, sometimes called aggravated animal cruelty offences, things like beating an animal to death or something really heinous.
It is important to report cruelty towards any animal, including neglect or abandonment.
If you see someone causing harm to an animal in any jurisdiction, and that includes wildlife, you should call whoever the relevant authority is, and that is often the RSPCA in most jurisdictions. And on our main website, so that's rspca.org.au, you can click on contact and then click on report cruelty, but each state and territory has their own RSPCA as well.
When you report an offence, your details remain confidential. If you see an animal in immediate danger, such as locked in a hot car, you should contact the police, says Ms. Wehrman-Jones. Sick, injured or orphaned native animals should be reported to the Wildlife Rescue Australia 24-hour hotline on 1300 596 457.
Something that's really important to note about Australian wildlife and not terribly obvious is that lots of our native animals are marsupials, meaning that they carry their babies in their pouches. So if you do see a kangaroo, a possum or a koala who's been hit by a car, if it's safe to stop your car, check to see if within the pouch there might be a baby, and if so, call Wildlife Rescue.
The RSPCA has pulled together animal welfare legislation and resources from across Australia. View the RSPCA knowledge base at kb.rspca.org.au.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.